This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1301. Are you nostalgic? Three ways to save memories. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Are you a nostalgic person? Find out if Michelle and Lindsay are nostalgic and get three things you can do to save your memories when you look back.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing today? You've been running all over New York City today.
Oh,
you must be out of
breath.
Oh,
my goodness. What a day. I left work and I realized as I was almost at the train that I forgot my wallet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, you should have seen I was emailing Lindsay because we were going to record and I'm early, I'm late, I'm on time.
I know. That was funny.
Like, I can't keep track of this girl.
I don't know. It kind of makes me miss my days in New York City because, yeah, to be honest, when you live in New York, you don't have to join a gym because you get your heart rate up just going down the subway steps, walking 10 blocks, right, up the subway steps, onto the train. It's just a lot of movement in New York. And I honestly haven't found that. Well, other than Paris and Tokyo, I found it there too. I haven't found that in any other cities, not in Boston, not here in Denver. So I have to join a fancy workout class to get my heart rate up here.
Oh, boy. That's funny. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Today, I don't need to go to the gym. It was one of those crazy, like, running back and forth, like, which way am I going anymore? I don't know.
That's so funny. I think our listeners can imagine that from your Instagram videos, because you've had a few mishaps that you've shared with us on the streets of New York. So I don't think it's that far-fetched.
It is not. It is not. You guys can, I'm sure you can imagine this happening to me.
So what are we talking about today, Michelle? What are we getting into?
Well, Lindsay, I don't know. I'm starting to get a little nostalgic about things because, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable, but my baby, he's growing up. He's growing up fast and, you know, he's already over a year and I can't believe it. And, I don't know, just time flies and I'm always very sensitive to that. Do you have anything recently that like you've kind of had this moment where you're like, wow, that was already a year ago or two years ago?
I feel like that happens more and more the older we get for sure. Yeah. But because I've been kind of in flux this year, I left Boston in July and we were in LA for a while. We were driving across the US, then we ended up here in Denver. Actually, I feel like this is one of the years where time has gone slower for me. And I think that tends to happen when you're doing a lot. You're just moving around. I'm not sure why that happens. But in the past, yeah, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, that year just flew by. Yeah, I do get nostalgic. But I think you, Michelle, are a very nostalgic person.
I am the most nostalgic.
Yeah, for sure. Why do you think that is?
So much. I don't know. I think, I mean, I actually know the reason, but it's because, I mean, it's a long story, but blah, 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 blah. when I was little, there was it's a really sad story, actually. There was this cartoon. It was like of this thing. It was called The Biggest Book of World Virtues. This is very personal. And, okay. and in the cartoon, it was about this little boy who kept on wishing periods of his life away. Mm. And then at the end, it was like him, like, and his parents had died. And
oh my God. Yeah, your sorry, parents guys. Let you read that? That sounds disturbing for a child.
It was like a child's book. Like, I don't know if every, so anyway, it was actually a TV show and I still remember that. And wow, I didn't really expect to share that today, but yes. So I'm very nostalgic and I think that it stems from that. I am like very sensitive to time going by.
And things changing. Would you say also things changing?
Yeah. I'm very, very sensitive. I always realize these things. So that's a fun thing about me. Now, that's, you know, everyone, now we can depress everybody.
Good to know. No, it's not depressing. It's just, I think there are good things about a nostalgic character, you know? I mean, it means that you savor the present, right? You like things.
I do.
And it also means you usually have pretty positive memories about things and like warm and fuzzy memories, and you just don't want that to change. I remember when I was a kid, I don't think I'm quite as nostalgic as you are, but I'm a little bit nostalgic. I remember when I was a kid, we came back from vacation and there was just a convenience store on the way to my house and the name had changed. And I was like, oh my gosh, how could they do that? How could they change the name of a store? It just threw me for a loop. I was so disturbed by it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So guys, now you learned something new. But yeah, so today I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, how we keep track of our memories, things like that. So we're going to get into that in a second, guys. But first, Lindsay, we want to thank those who've reviewed us.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you guys are what this show is all about. So guys, you can review our show. You can even ask a question in your review. If you go into Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen, leave a review. First of all, thank you to someone from Korea on November 10th, Francisco Mendez on November 12th, RAQ101 from Saudi Arabia on November 17th, and 0206 from China on November 18th. These are such good reviews, Michelle. I mean, so good.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. That's awesome. We love it.
Yeah, guys, go and review us if you haven't yet.
Yeah. So I think, Lindsay, you and Jessica on episode 1173, you talked a little bit about, you know, throwback, right?
Yeah.
So you did, it was a throwback Thursday challenge on Instagram.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. So we'll get into that in a second with social media. But Lindsay, do you do anything special to keep track of your memories?
Oh, that's a good question. This year was the first. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. When I was leaving Boston this year, I actually decided to take it upon myself to go through all my old shoeboxes of photos and scan them and put them into a Google photo drive for my parents and also put them into an album, like a proper physical album for them.
Wow.
And so it was all of us like growing up, my brother, me, our family from like zero to, you know, to now. So because I felt like I was leaving the East Coast and it was a good gift to give them. And also because they're going to sell their house soon. So yeah, that's one thing that I've done lately.
That's really special. I bet they gave
loved
it to them already.
Oh, they loved it. Of course, now they're having a hard time finding how to log into Google Photos. But they have the physical copy. That's why.
That's good. Did you put it on like special photo paper or like?
I got an album and just did the typical, like, you know, it gets kind of sticky and you stick it into the pages because there were so many different, like all the photos were different. Some of them were black and white from my mom's, like my mom's mom. And some of them were like photo clip, newspaper clippings, just a variety of material. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because whenever I'm on vacation, Dan takes a lot of videos and I always like kind of, I always think he's taking a picture and then it's a video and I always make this face like, why are you taking a video? and I always kind of like get like, not annoyed, but I tease him about it.
Yeah.
But then he puts together the best videos.
Oh, that's cool. So he makes videos when you guys travel and then he puts them together. Is that what happens?
He does. And, you know, they're so good and we still watch them now. And so in the moment, you know, I don't think that it's very entertaining to have somebody always videoing me. But then he's actually and they're better than regular home videos. I think maybe other people would disagree, but because they're of like very funny moments. It's not like 10 minutes of looking at the ocean.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's so cool. When I think about it, like I wish I was doing that. Right. I wish I, you know, had that project going myself as well. So take a tip from Dan and start filming more videos.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, anyway, and also, I mean, really what I've been trying to do is, now that I'm a mom, I've been trying to take more notes, and it's really hard to do everything like that. But I have one of those. Have you ever seen those 5-year journals?
Kind of. I think I've seen them somewhere. Is that what you're doing now with the baby?
Yeah, it's even not before him. It was like a year before him.
Okay.
I started, it's like one, you do one line a day. That's what it's called, I think. But I always write too much. But yeah, so I do one of these journals. And so I always see, like, I'm in my second year. So now I can see, what was I doing a year ago on this day?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. That's always really interesting to do that.
Yeah, cool. Definitely. So guys, you know, this episode is about keeping track of memories. And I also wonder if this is a cultural thing, now that I think about it. I wonder, like, you know, are different cultures more or less nostalgic than others?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I wonder. Or if cultures become more nostalgic over time as they get older. I mean, that's really interesting. Hey guys, I mentioned yesterday that you can take a score quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore to figure out what you would get on the IELTS exam if you took it tomorrow. But if IELTS is really a priority, then you should also subscribe to our other podcast, the IELTS Energy Podcast, where you get examiner insight and we show you exactly what the examiner wants. Go ahead and subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yeah. So guys, today we wanted to give you some suggestions for how to keep track of your memories.
Okay. So what's our first idea for our listeners?
The first one is social media. And hear me out, because I know a lot of people don't always want to put everything on social media. But you can make private accounts if you don't want everybody to see it. So as much as I actually don't like putting that much, I mean, aside from our All Ears English Instagram, which I love, I don't like putting that much on my personal page. As much as I don't like doing that, sometimes I'll see people share things that it pops up like 3 years ago, this happened. And I think, you know, sometimes it can be good for keeping track of memories.
Or I love when that happens, it pops up and then it prompts you to reach out to that person. Maybe you've lost touch and you kind of have a reason to reach out, because then you say, oh, did you know that 3 years ago today we were at the beach on Cape Cod or something, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's about pulling other people into those memories too, right? When it comes to social media.
So true. Right. Because you can even, like, if somebody posts something, then you can, it's like kind of a signal to reach out or something like that. You really can feel like maybe the door is open.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. It's funny how so much momentum has moved from Facebook over to Instagram. It's incredible. I mean, our Instagram channel, guys, if you're not on our Instagram channel, go search for All Ears English, look for the yellow and join us, follow us, because it is really robust over there. Listeners are just over there sharing all kinds of things.
We are having a blast on Instagram. I know, I really do love it. And it'll be cool because, it's crazy. We've been doing it for several months now. So I can kind of go back if I wanted to and look and say, oh, wow, that's where I was. And that's fun too.
Yeah, it's so cool. I don't know what it is, why, you know, now Instagram is so much more popular than Facebook. Maybe because Instagram is more native on the mobile phone. You know what I mean? It's easier for us to update on Instagram because it's all mobile and it's just so, like, it's so visual. So I don't know. So yeah, social media is a good idea, Michelle. A good way for our listeners to keep track of things. What else can they do?
Well, a journal, like the 5-year journal I have. I mean, that really takes discipline. I mean, I literally, guys, the last thing I do before I decide to go to sleep is I write in that journal. And I used to take it with me, like, traveling. And then I realized, no, this is like a prized possession.
Oh,
and
cool.
I just leave it and I'll text myself what I did. Sometimes I'll miss a week or two, or when I had the baby, I took a whole month off. But I really do try and keep, it's like, it's not about emotions. It's about little things that happened, or basically probably what you did that day. So that's a fun one.
Oh, interesting. I keep a gratitude journal. So I dropped off my gratitude journal for about a year and a half. And now I've just picked it back up just a few weeks ago. And it's amazing how it can change what you look for in your day. You know what I mean? Changes your orientation of things. So I'll just write one line of something I'm grateful for.
And that's great because even though it's not necessarily like a memory, still you can look back at that and that will trigger you to remember what was going on at that time.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Okay. So journals. So social media journals are another way. What else?
Well, memory books are albums. Like Lindsay, how you made that one. I mean, I've seen people... Have you seen ever, I guess this one's on social media too, people will do something where they'll take like one picture a day or one second video a day post the whole thing. Those are so cool. But just anything like we also do try and do like albums of vacations and things like that. But I mean, so that those are some ways to do it. But guys, this is all about being mindful and thinking back because my journal has helped me so much because guys, there's so much in our regular lives and our daily lives that will be deleted from our memory if we don't write them down. And so sometimes I'll see that and say, oh my gosh. But honestly, sometimes I'll see something and I'll say, what? Yeah. I don't even know what that joke is. I'll write something that I thought was funny and I think, I don't know what I was talking about. So I need to do a better job.
Yeah, it's so true. We go through so many iterations of ourselves, right? I mean, now you have a baby and that's a very different life from where you were just 5 years ago, right? Living in New York with roommates maybe. So like different phases of life brings different things and we totally forget certain details of those other phases of life.
Right, exactly. So guys, I definitely encourage you, even if it's not every day, even if it's once a month, but to try and do something that you can look back on, that you can remember these things, because it really, when I look back, it's crazy to look back and it's really cool. And sometimes I'll remember a joke and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was a year ago or whatever.
Yeah, well, that kind of is the rich. That's really, I'm going to get deep now.
Uh-oh, here we go.
In a sense, that's really all we have, right? All we have is what, you know, who we have in our lives and kind of the memories that we've built. Like we don't have, like we can't take our possessions with us. They don't really mean anything. They don't really matter. All we have is what comes to mind and who comes to mind when we think back on the year.
Definitely. And you know, sometimes, I mean, this could be another episode for another day. Actually, I think it will be. But the idea of like if you should be taking all these pictures or if you should be living in the moment.
Oh, that's a good. Actually, that would be a cool one to pull in like some opinions of our listeners. Maybe we can talk about that.
I'm going to write that one down, guys, and expect that in the next couple of weeks or who knows, days. Awesome. I don't know.
Awesome. So, do we want to go through some vocabulary today real quick, Michelle? Should we teach them one or two?
Few of them. Yeah. So the first one is keep track of. You've probably heard me say this a million times, right?
Okay.
So like I keep track of, right? I keep track of my memories by writing in a journal.
Yeah. And the next one I like because it's kind of more idiomatic. So turn back the clock, right? I wish I could turn back the clock and go back to college. That's a good question. Maybe we can talk about that another day. If there was any phase of life that you would, you could turn back the clock to, where would you go back to, Michelle?
I have to think about that, but another episode. We have so much to do with this, but and then also relive, right? To live again. I wish that I could relive my college days, like that last example.
Yep. And then go back in time. I wish I could go back in time and relive my Japan vacation. Was that 3 years ago that you went to Japan?
Yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. So that time went by in a flash.
Yeah. Yesterday, actually, I was talking about it, and Dan goes, "Oh yeah, we went to Japan 2 years ago," and I said it was 3 years ago.
Oh no, that's crazy. I know. Well, it's time to go back.
I would love to. Yeah, so that one we did, I go back in time and relive together.
Awesome. So what's the takeaway, Michelle, for our listeners today?
Well, the takeaway, guys, is we've given you phrases to talk about how you keep your memories close, and we've given you tips on how you can do so, right? Mm-hmm. This is so important because it is really great to look back on things. So take it from a nostalgic person. I really love looking at these things, and it's a great way to kind of, really remember even... maybe not only the important parts, but also the little details that were a lot of fun in the moment, but otherwise they'd just be forgotten.
For sure, for sure. And guys, let us know if you are a nostalgic person by nature. What is your personality? So come back to our blog, come back to episode 1301, and let us know in the comments. Tell us, are you nostalgic or not, and why? Okay?
Okay. Cool. Lindsay, this was so much fun. And guys, thanks for listening to this nostalgic girl talk about her memories.
Yeah, guys, that's awesome. And join us on Instagram to check out our videos and comment and get to know us a little better. Okay? Awesome.
All right. Okay, have Michelle. A good one, Lindsay.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.